Those who want to watch Britain's royal wedding tomorrow must be mindful of the time difference. It starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time here in the United States, 3 o'clock in California. But not to worry. Food writer Nigella Lawson returns to this program once again, and she has some early rising food suggestions.
Let's say it is an unearthly hour to be thinking of cooking food.
Of course, we should mention you're going to be doing this at a civilized hour because you're in London. You'll be in London
for the
ceremony. So you're going to get up at a decent hour, but some people will be waking up early. And I guess one way you could start is with a drink.
Well, you certainly could. I mean, I think that I don't want to worry too many people by suggesting you hit the bottle at the crack of dawn. However, I suggest what I call a fragonard, but I'm going to rename it a princess. Some fizzy wine, champagne if you want to really give it everything you've got, with a strawberry puree. You just blitz some strawberries in a processor or a blender.
It's a lovely shade of red here, a photograph in one of your books, Nigella Fresh.
And I suppose you could think that having fruit early in the morning is a fairly healthy thing.
If that's not the drink of choice, is there another you would suggest?
Well, yes. I mean, I think that if you really need something to help you get out of bed, I suggest, this is not a good name for it, I call it an alcoholic iced coffee. A bit less than a shot of coffee liqueur and some espresso or really strong dark coffee, say about a quarter of a cup. You could either put sugar syrup if everything's cold, or you can put a bit of sugar in the coffee, and I put it in a blender with some ice. In fact, if you're desperate, don't bother for the icing stage. But you either have it as a short drink, like a shot, or you can just add a lot of ice and make it really more look like what we call an Americano coffee.
All right, if we have anything more to drink, we're going to forget to make breakfast here. So let's move on.
You'll see the wedding in double.
Or not at all, perhaps. But what's a good breakfast food we could go for?
Well, I am going to upset a lot of English people by suggesting something which we normally associate with tea time. Scones. Now, our scones aren't what you call scones in America.
Well, that's because we call them scones.
Well, some English people do. Ours are round, not triangular. And in fact, what the English call scones are really what you would call biscuits.
Buttermilk biscuits, here is what you're
talking about. Buttermilk biscuit, exactly. Mm-hmm. You could actually bake them tonight and then quickly heat them up tomorrow. So if you wanted, I would put jam, but if you wanted to go savoury, you can. You could have a bit of a hard-boiled egg chopped up on top with a bit of parsley. That would be good too. But if you want to go completely traditional, in the sense of the sort of breakfast dish that would have been served at about the time, say, the King's Speech was set, would be kedgeree, which really comes from our sort of Indian associations. Now, kedgeree really started off as a fish dish with rice and lentils. And I once played with this, and now I do it all the time, by thinking, I'm grateful for its origins, but I'm going to take it slightly to a different domain and borrow from, instead of from India, from Southeast Asia. So just a different part of Asia, really. Mm. I use salmon just because it's very easy to get and it's more to everyone's taste, and it's a kind of lovely thing to have, beautiful thing to have at breakfast. And I poach it with some lime leaves and really just cook rice with all those spices, like some coriander, cumin, turmeric, which makes the rice go an incredible gold. And then I, having cooked the rice, then flake in the poached salmon and add some cilantro and some quartered hard-boiled eggs. I should have said hard-boiled eggs are a very important part of kedgeree.
I love that you start with an Indian-accented dish, and you mentioned the Indian Association. We should remind people that India was part of the British Empire, and that suggests some of the ways that your country has changed, doesn't it? Because many Indians have ended up relocating to Britain, and they're more and more visible all the time.
Yes, and also, of course, it's one of the ways in which I think both the English language and English cooking have that fantastic mix. That's what's quite interesting for English people right now. We've had a period of looking outwards and being very inspired by the Mediterranean, but actually it's rather nice to look at our own cultural heritage in terms of the kitchen and yet have the freedom to bring a little more razzmatazz to it.
I want to ask one other question, Nigella Lawson, and I'll just remind people, you're British, you're in London there. People will know that New Yorkers may go their whole lives and they'll never go to the top of the Empire State Building, no matter how much people might be interested in that. I'd like to know, now that you're going to be in London for this royal wedding, are you actually going to pay attention?
Well, I think that everyone is giving a show of enormous bored nonchalance and indifference in this country. However, I think everyone's going to watch it.
You'll be watching.
I don't know. I don't know if my husband will let me. But I feel I want to see the dress. I like that. I can't make myself feel it's a pivotal experience in my life, but I think it would be an affectation to ignore it.
Well, of course, we'll be watching because we're up early anyway, Morning Edition. So
yeah, sure.
We'll drink a toast to you.
And I to you.
Nigella Lawson, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Her suggestions can be found at npr.org and in many books like Nigella Fresh.